Welcome to Pharma Pulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and let's get into today's headlines. First up, a look at an ongoing public health concern: long COVID. A recent study highlights that patients are experiencing highly varying trajectories, and, critically, that most continue to face symptoms long after their initial infection. While some see improvement, the persistence of issues like fatigue, cognitive dysfunction, and pain underscores the massive and evolving burden on both patients and the healthcare system. The findings stress the urgency for dedicated research to understand the underlying causes and develop targeted treatment strategies for this diverse and debilitating condition. Switching gears to industry infrastructure, the U.S. drug supply chain is getting a significant boost. Novartis has announced an expansive new manufacturing hub in North Carolina. This strategic move is poised to enhance the company's production capacity for key medicines, reinforcing the industry-wide push toward supply chain resilience. Bringing advanced manufacturing capabilities stateside is a crucial step in ensuring a stable and secure supply of essential drugs for patients in the U.S. Lastly, in related news, Moderna is also doubling down on its domestic footprint. The company is investing $140 million into a new clinical development and manufacturing facility in Marlborough, Massachusetts. This substantial investment further cements the trend of large-scale capital being directed into U.S.-based biopharma innovation. That's it for this episode of Pharma Pulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.